Jesus gives us the story of the prodigal. And I can relate to that story. I've played that role. And it's right. You end up in slop. I feel very confident that there's not too many people within the sound of my voice that don't know what I'm saying. Thankfully, we get to come home. We get to be restored. It may take a minute. It may take a few minutes. It may take weeks or months to work through all that we've seen and done and heard while away. But there is no mistaking God's rejuvenating restoration power. And that's what he does. He redeems. You see that all through the Bible. And you have to understand, it is so much more difficult to redeem than to create. There's a couple times in the Bible where God's so ticked that he wants to wipe the world clean, except for maybe one person. Get out of my way, he says to Moses. And Moses pleads their case. God, your reputation is going to be destroyed. Don't do this. So, he listens to Moses, and from that point on, through right now, this very moment, he goes after the losers. He goes after all of us and restores us, reclaims us. Oh, it would be so much easier to go, nah, you are too far gone. I'm just going to start over with someone else. But he continually pursues and restores us. And we always get to come home. The thing is, the novel idea here is, the obvious here is, let's stay home. Because that is where the rest is and the peace. That is where we belong.